You're listening to the Sports Project Radio Show in Greater Grand Rapids on Jethro FM Country with a Twist. I'm your host, Steve Project, the sports professor. Joining me on the Attic Sportswear guest line, a frequent guest of the show, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports performance psychologist. Welcome back into the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I always appreciate being here. Thanks so much.
So this heat is causing a lot of issues, or it can be a positive of people chasing a better level of fitness. I think the key to everything, as you and I have talked about in the past, is drink a ton of water, folks, more water than you think you need, and then make sure you're getting plenty of sleep, you know, 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. But you had an interesting... I'm a member of your success membership group, and what came across my social media wavelengths was a thing about perfection and chasing perfection, and it's okay to be a perfectionist. What was your take on that?
Yeah, so I appreciate you mentioning the Success Stories membership. It's just about a year old, and you were a founding member, so I appreciate your trust here. I mean, we just celebrated 1 year.
Wow.
And it's about people who... are high achievers who really end up, you know, getting caught up in the struggle, and they're not performing up to their best. So we got this online community, and appreciate your support. It's at DrEddieO'Connor.com/membership mm-hmm. if anybody would like to join. But the idea behind it, and so much of my career has been helping people with performance anxiety, and a big chunk of them are perfectionists. And they all come in, and whether it be parents or other people are being like, wow, they're perfectionistic. But it's weird because there's this mix of like, yeah, I'm a perfectionist, and I know that's bad, but they wear it with pride because it's true. Like, here's the thing. If you're a perfectionist, you are getting better results. You are getting better grades. You're probably having better success in your relationships because it's motivating. You're striving for that excellence. You're paying attention to details. But there's a fork in the road where you have these healthy perfectionists who really strive for excellence, and then you've got the other ones that end up getting depressed and anxious and burning out. And what I've discovered is I want you to hold on to your perfectionism. I think it's great. I wish more people in my life were perfectionistic, people working on my car, working in the restaurants, et cetera. But it comes down to this one point on how you relate to your mistakes. Now, both the unhealthy and perfect perfectionists don't like mistakes. They're not okay. They make us angry. They're upsetting. They hurt our teams. They cost us points. There's nothing great about mistakes. So I don't expect anybody to change their relationship in that way. However, when perfectionism is a problem, we're finding mistakes that are unacceptable, and we're angry at them, and we're beating ourselves up. And I like my perfectionist, they'll say, like, nobody's harder on me than I am. And I'm like, well, what's the advantage to that? The perfect perfectionist is somebody who will take each and every mistake and be upset about it and not like it, try not to make them, but understand that there is an opportunity to find out, what did I do wrong? Can you humble yourself enough and see that you made a mistake and find out, what did I do wrong and what could I do differently? How do I fix it so that I can do it better the next time? And I promise you, if you can interact with your mistakes in that way and truly take the time and the effort and the pain of the mistake to learn from it, you will reach heights that you've never dreamed possible before, because you have to do it on each and every mistake, and that's difficult.
And it's a beautiful thing, because the perfectionist is going to be very good in the high 90 percentile range, and that's where all the results are in that. Are they 100%? No, and that's okay. I'm a fan of PJ Fleck, the head football coach at the University of Minnesota, and the author of the book called Row the Boat. And he talks about, kids, if you're not making mistakes, you're not learning. But you got to learn from the mistakes and don't make the mistake again. I mean, correct it and learn from it and use it as a stepping stone to keep rowing the boat, keep going forward. And it's okay. It's just okay to make mistakes, but don't make the same mistake a million times, because it's gonna cost you a little bit in there on a team level. But man, it allows you to keep chasing, and in his word, rowing the boat, but to keep chasing or rowing the boat to the ultimate goal. But you're probably not gonna hit 100%, but man, it's okay chasing it, right?
Well, you reminded me of two stories here. So let's play with some of the language that's actually getting in our athletes' way. So when we keep saying, you know, that mistakes are okay, their immediate emotional reaction, and mine as a recovering perfectionist, is no, it's not. And that's because, well, what do we mean by okay? So again, let's reinforce and say that we are all against the idea of mistakes, whether mm-hmm. they're intentional, which most of them aren't. So that's especially when I see mistakes in youth sport, I'm like, why is everybody yelling at these kids? Nobody's doing it on purpose. That's why we call it a mistake. Now, if it's a mistake because you are being lazy or other things, then that's something else to correct, and those are ones that we can have less tolerance for. But if you're really giving good effort and you're making mistakes, you brought up a great point here of you're pushing yourself into an area of something that you've never done before. And so it's just as important to find out what doesn't work as what does. It's just as important to get that feedback of I tried this and that didn't work, now let me try something different. And the second point about that is that this is so intentional. So we've all heard, okay, I got to learn from my mistake. Fine. But that's not a quick mental check and saying, I'm just going to try it, you know, the next time, or I'll give more effort, or I'll just focus better. It's really a matter of humbling yourself, as I had said, and finding out what's the work that's going to be involved here to do it differently. Because this last rep, I did give my best and I made a mistake. So what do I have to do differently? And so take the time to really prioritize making that adjustment. And the final one is actually the story that you reminded me of was, you're right about this idea about being perfect. So I heard Morton Anderson. You might remember him.
Sure, the kicker.
Hall of Fame kicker. Yep.
Sure. So Michigan State University grad, you know.
Great, yeah. So he gave a great thing about how he was really struggling with, you know, the idea of he didn't want to make these mistakes. And what he had realized is that as a Hall of Fame kicker, you know, you had to make in the high 80%. So he had at least had one out of every 10 kicks that he could miss. And not that he wanted to miss them, not that he tried to miss them, but he then, when he missed one, he was able to say, okay, got that one out of the way. Now I can just get back and focus on making the next kick. And so that was something that he spoke about at length, about how it really took the pressure off.
We're talking to Dr. Eddie O'Connor. Let's segue. Dr. Eddie, I hear in this crazy summer and a world of perfectionism that you've got something crazy going on today, that you had a short window to talk to me this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show. What do you got going on today?
Yeah, I'm about to get on the starting line. It's the GR Mud Run. So I've done like Tough Mudders and Spartans, and I just love these adventure races. And so this one's going to be a nice short 5K. I'm doing it on my own here, so I'm going to see if I can sprint it and see how fast I can go. I've done it a number of times for fun, but what I love about this one is like similar to all the heat that we've had, is that it's just a great opportunity to practice dealing with adversity. I've had so many people this week complain about the heat and how difficult it is and how they might skip the workout. Now, be safe, as you had said earlier, but I just really enjoy these types of workouts because there's so rarely where you get these extenuating circumstances to be really difficult. And so I find these types of challenges to be a real opportunity to practice the mental game.
I think that's so cool. I think one bit of advice we would give to everybody who's trying to exert and work out in this heat is to drink at least half of your body weight in ounces of water and stay, you know, totally hydrated. But I find that too, that working out in this heat gives me an ability to like flush my system, you know, with the excessive sweat and that sort of thing. And it is, I love it. I don't know how dangerous it is for me, but I haven't had any medical problems with it, but I absolutely love the feeling. And obviously you lose a few pounds doing this, which is always helpful when you're working out regularly. And so, well, good luck today. And man, thank you so much. People, you can check out Dr. Eddie O'Connor on all your social media networks or DrEddieO'Connor.com. And man, we all need somebody to talk us through what's going on in our head so that we can go forward 100%. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you.
It's the Sports Project Radio Show. We will be right back.